Well, as we see, the team's been clapped on in the under-16s here at the City Country Game at Scully Park in Tamworth. It's the head of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. Of course, they will be providing great entertainment and great stimulus to hopefully get the job done in the NRC. And his name is Andrew Blades. And Andrew, great to see you here at the City Country Game. Just poaching a few kids looking to the future, are we?
Exactly, mate. Looking to the future, there was certainly a few kids running around in those last two games. Hopefully they stick with the game, because there's plenty of talent out there this morning already.
It's great to see the colours out here. You know, being a Sydney boy, it's great to see the Sydney shirt out there, and it's great to see we've got the Sydney Rays that are bringing back the blue and gold colours. And in the fullness of time, hopefully we'll get to see the Cockatoos play a shoot shield side as well. Time, but your focus, of course, now is the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. You've got four fantastic games to be played at home, and really looking forward not only to get out to those areas, but great diversity in them all too.
Yeah, definitely. There's really good diversity in the areas we're getting to play, and our guys just love getting out there and being able to play in regional areas of New South Wales. So we're away at the start, but then our first game, Mudgee, on the 15th of September, so I can't wait.
Of course, you've got that beautiful field that is, and Willow, what a fantastic ground it is. And of course, the Wombats do a sensational job out there. And also, of course, we've got Camden. Done a great job in the last couple of years hosting the Cockatoos, and nice connection there, an opportunity for people to come up from, you know, Canberra and all that sort of thing. We've got Armidale, UNE, the home of UNE, making hundreds of millions of dollars out of the team, and that'll be great to have a Sunday game as well, and also finishing off here as far as the home games here at Tamworth. It's got to be congratulated, because it's easy just to take the soft option and have a game at Sydney Uni, have a game at East or whatever, but it's one of those things now that the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles are now part of the fabric of country sport, and that's something that's just going to get bigger and bigger.
And we've gotten a lot closer to New South Wales Country Rugby this year as well, and really want to try and integrate as much as we can over the next few years as the competition develops. And we're very lucky to be able to, with the help of Elders, to be able to get out to country towns and take the team there. I think it's much more enjoyable than, as you said, you know, playing. Sydney sees lots of rugby games, and I think the more we can get out to regional areas, watch the young kids on the early part of the day play, and then we get to play after them, it's always a great experience.
Of course, if you want to find out more about the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, head to the website there, nswcountryeagles.com. Now, of course, great to see you've got a few new friends on board, including Geronimo down there. Ash Webster, fantastic, big supporter of country rugby, and it's great to see also that part of that is Cowra, Orange again this year, and also potentially other places we'll see intro Super Shoot Shield games. It's something those clubs have got to work out, because they take all the players, not only from country rugby but also subby. There's no sort of return, and it's a great challenge. I understand it takes a big whack of your home gate if you're going to take a game out to the scrub, but there's also got to be a bit of a pro thing where you look after the grassroots.
Yeah, definitely, and I think the clubs are really getting on top of that. The guys love doing it. You know, obviously Norse with their Cowra connections with the Sinclairs, and Ash Webster, as you said, being such a driver of that, getting the game there. Uni obviously taking the game to Southern Highlands each year, East going out to Orange. So it's certainly developing in that way, and the more the merrier, I think, you know, that we can get those games happening, because the players love it as a weekend, love getting out to sea there, and love the passion of the country people when they get there and realise how passionate they are about the game. We love doing it, as I say, and it is great to see. Yeah, look, there is a cost involved in that, but there's a benefit as well of for the players around the enjoyment of the game and getting to play. As you said, so many of those guys are a country background, and for the, you know, the Sinclairs to be able to go and play in front of their family at Cowra and all their mates, you know, those sort of things you know, are really important to them. So the more we can do that, you know, the better, right through rugby.